Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Stephen Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul, and today we were going to talk about training young actors.
And to talk about it, we have Jessica Jacob from Alaska Theater of Youth and Wayne Mitchell from TBA Theater. Welcome to Stage Talk.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And
good
to
see you
start
guys.
Out, I just need to say I'm wearing two hats today because I am also working with ATY this summer as a director and a teacher. But we won't talk about me. We'll talk about the theaters themselves. So tell us something about what's going on this summer. Jessica, why don't you start?
Well, we are engaged in our July conservatory where we have about 60 kids putting on four shows in 3 weeks.
And Wayne, you have quite a few shows going on as well, don't you?
We do. We've got about 140 kids, and we're doing six shows. Well, eight, I guess. We're counting the full academy. But we've broken it up into two chunks. We have a four-week segment, and then we have a two-week segment.
And you all train up to 18 years, starting at how young?
The youngest participants in the part-time program are five, but the bulk of the students are between the ages of 8 and 18.
And that's very similar with us. I think you're going to find that with children's programming across the board in the arts, that's a pretty standard measure. Mm-hmm. So we have our storybook theater program, which is 5 to 7 year olds. Then our regular academy is 8 to 16. And then we have an advanced academy that's 13 to 18, as well as our technical academy that's 14 to 18.
So Wayne, TBA's been around for a while, as has ATY. You've trained quite a few people who have come up to the theater ranks and performed now as adults or gone on to professional theater. Both companies have as well. Talk a little bit about your training process.
So that's a very, very interesting question because it's kind of catered to the individual, you know. Both of these programs, I've been familiar with ATY for a number of years and have a lot of affection and respect for them as well. And both of the programs have an educational component that is classwork, but then they put that practical application onto stage in their rehearsals. So there's a potpourri of classes that the kids cycle through all of them, and it's sort of up to them to select what their long suit is over the course of their time with us. And then you'll emerge with the kids that are the stage combatants, or the kids that are the musical kids, or the improv kids, or the techie kids. And I'm glad you mentioned that we see a lot of these kids working out in the world. And we have kids that came through the ATY program that are working with us now. We have the TBA kids that are working with us and out in the world. And it's a pleasure to really see that the arts are going to be in good hands. You know, these are respectable young people going out, continuing their education beyond what these programs are doing, and coming back as professionals, and it's thrilling to see.
Yeah, and I think that's a critical function of what both of our groups do, is setting the foundations of how these people interact with theater and the traditions, the secrets, all the stuff that make them the kind of people that come back that we want to work with, and really models of theater in adult theater in the arts. When they go into any show, they're going to be a valued member of their ensemble.
Well, I know, and often see some people, including my own granddaughter, who is out in the world now, and started actually now, I think, with TBA.
She's, well, bless her heart, she worked for just about everybody one time or another, especially with her makeup. I know she does a lot with the opera. And yeah, it's great to see these young professionals. We've got a couple of members of our staff that have gone away, gotten their degrees, gotten their SAG cards, their equity cards, and then they come back and are willing to share that experience. And it's thrilling. Yeah,
yeah,
very, very thrilling.
One of my favorite things to see is when people come back as adults to pass on the very exercises and principles that they learned with ATY or TBA.
So, Jessica, what are some of the classes that are being offered this summer with ATY?
Well, we have stage combat, we have acting, we have improvisation, we have stage makeup, we have mime, and we're going to have a little bit of aerial acrobatics as well, because one of our shows is integrating a cirque kind of atmosphere with the shows. So there's also partner balancing and tumbling and stuff like that as well.
And the same question to you, Wayne.
Well, I think it's funny. We overlap a lot in terms of our curriculums because, in essence, there becomes kind of a plateau of individual style of classes. But particular to our program, We're focusing a lot on monologue, audition preparation, some scene work. We've got a lot of vocal work, singing specifically. Mm-hmm. And in not the academy that's presently running, but in our musical and improv academy coming up, we're really going to be focusing on musical theater. And the phenomenon of the jukebox musical that seems to be sweeping Broadway in the last decade or so, with a musical called Rock and Awe, where we take selections of rock music from these jukebox Broadway and have created our own musical review along that theme. So that's fun and exciting.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, Shane Mitchell from TBA and Jessica Jacobs from ATY. Which is the Alaska Theater of Youth, talking about training young people in the theater.
And you both have quite a few shows on your slate. I know ATY already has had some shows performed, and TBA has a bunch of shows coming up. Talk a little bit about those shows that are coming up and what you're doing to prepare for those shows.
So you guys perform first. What do you have coming up?
Oh, why, thank you. Coming up just next week, we have Antigone, and we have the Tolstoy Story Play, so a couple of classically based pieces, and that's with the aforementioned Advanced Academy. The following week, we're running four shows in our regular academy, James and the Giant Peach, Jungle Book, Snow White, and Sleeping Beauty. And the fun thing is two of those are original adaptations. The Sleeping Beauty is adapted by a local director and actor, Joe King, and our Jungle Book is adapted by Rob LaCrone, who's working with us this year. So that's a lot of fun.
Nice. Yeah, for ATY, the weekend of July 27th and 28th, we're doing Snow White and the Seven Dwarves with our minis and our majors. We take some of our older teens and pair them with our youngest actors, the 5 to 7s, to support and mentor them in that play. Then we're doing Puss in Boots, the swashbuckling clever cat, and Myth Adventures, which is a collection of Greek myths, and Cirque Rhapsody, the one I mentioned that integrates acrobatics and other mysterious, beautiful, modern art kind of things.
And you know what's really interesting, I think, is that both companies are doing some of the same shows, but they're completely different. I mean, this really underscores the idea that theater really is a unique event per company.
Well, that's the exciting thing about theater in general to me, is that if we all did one show once,
it would never look the same.
What a shame if Shakespeare had performed Hamlet once and then it died with him and that was that. But we have this body of work, and each director, each actor, every individual artist takes their own approach to it and creates entirely different, exciting works.
Yeah, it's that individual cultivation. The individual brings so much to their role. The director brings so much to their vision of the piece that you could watch a whole cycle of the same play. And I think that would be a fascinating exercise, by the way.
Yes, it would. Well, that's what I love about theater, is it's always a different play.
It really truly is, not only production to production, but even night to night.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if people want to come see both seasons of shows, you'll see a wide variety of shows, as well as different interpretations of perhaps the same show.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I would encourage it.
In fact, even Alaska Academy of Fine Arts, we're talking about this, is doing the Jungle Book right now, but it's a whole different show than what you're doing.
Exactly,
so,
yeah.
So the Anchorage and Eagle River audiences can get quite a view of different kinds of theater.
And I think almost a unique experience in terms of youth theater. There's some kind of harmonic convergence that's going on right now that with ACT and their Magic Camp and the kind of that has kind of a Cirque Nouveau quality to it in terms of that performance style overlapping with a Cirque Nouveau at ATY and the Jungle Book happening in Eagle River, happening with our Jungle Book and the multiple Snow Whites and the multiple Antigones. I've never seen a summer with so many of the same titles and so much of the same themes being overlapped. I think it would be exciting to go see all of it and compare and contrast, see what we can learn.
Perhaps a season ticket for every theater in town might work.
Get out there and support live theater. See it all.
Well, one thing I've really found fun working with ATY is seeing, as you mentioned, some of the kids come back, but also seeing a lot of new kids come in. And that's my personal experience with ATY, seeing a lot of new kids come in and learn new things, of course. So, Wayne, tell us about some of the new kids coming in with your company and how you deal with those.
That's exciting. We have Probably, I would say 20 to 25% are new kids this year that not only have had no previous theater experience with us, they have no previous theater experience at all. And it's amazing to watch them blossom in many regards because they're not at all jaded. They don't know what to expect. They open up like flowers. There's a young man that I worked with, did the combat choreography for Romeo and Juliet, Bartlett's production this last summer, or this last season, and bumped into him at Walmart, and he applied, and he's in our Advanced Academy, and making leaps and bounds as an artist, and had never, ever been in the environment prior to his Bartlett experiences before. And it's thrilling. It's thrilling. It's, I don't know if Jessica would agree with me, but it's probably my favorite thing to see.
Oh, coming back, and the child transforms year after year, and just, as he said, blossoms into this incredible person with these abilities and applying their knowledge and then sharing it with the next kids to come in. They love showing each other the ropes. And the kind of on-the-job training that both of our groups specialize in is such a wonderful vehicle for it, because they're taking a project which could seem intimidating from start to finish, conquering it and experiencing the teamwork and the applause and the satisfaction of creating that. And it just jettisons them to the next level of development in theater and courage, I think, in
the
world.
And not just in theater, but as people.
Yeah.
You know, the interesting thing is I don't know that either one of our companies have set out with the exact goal of saying we want to train professional actors, though that's always a happy side effect. Mm-hmm. What we want to do is create good people through the arts.
Yes.
And to see that happen makes everything worthwhile.
Absolutely.
Well, unfortunately, we're running out of time. This has been a very interesting discussion of bringing kids up in the theater. And I think it's thanks to you guys that we have such great theater in Anchorage. It's
amazing.
Well,
thank you. That's very flattering to hear.
I agree.
And thanks to you parents who bring wonderful kids into our programs.
And thanks for coming. Wayne Mitchell from TBA Theater and Jessica Jacob from Alaska Theater.
Thanks for being on Stage Talk.
It's a pleasure. Thank you guys very much.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to Datebook 49 on alaskapublic.org.
Cyrano's production of Bob Rauschenberg America is in its last weekend. Sandy Harper plays her very first role ever in Anchorage. Many people don't know that she was a professional in her youth. Showtimes are tonight and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Anchorage Community Theater will have auditions for On Golden Pond next week on Monday and Tuesday, July 16th and 17th at 6 p.m. Contact 344-4713 or go to acthome@gci.net for more information.
Anchorage Community Theater's production of Hamlet 2 runs through the 29th of July with performances on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evening at 7 and Sunday at 3. This play is funny. Watch Frank Delaney as the ghost. Tickets are available at actalaska.org or call 868-4913.
And in Eagle River at the Alaska Academy of Fine Arts, they are presenting The Jungle Book, Youth Edition. It with the performances at 7 o'clock. For information, call 694-8909 or go to akfinearts.org.
TBA's Actors Academy plays will be showing next weekend, Antigone and the Tolstoy Story Play, and the following weekend, The Jungle Book, Sleeping Beauty, James and the Giant Peach, and Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Showtimes are 2 p.m. and or 7 p.m., Thursdays through Sundays. For information on the exact times of each play, call 677-PLAY or go to tbatheater.org, and that's theater with an R-E.
And Alaska Theater of Youth will present their Summer Youth Theater Conservatory Program Festival of Plays on July 27th and 28th at UAA Fine Arts Building Main Stage on Alumni Drive on the campus of UAA. The shows are Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, Puss in Boots, Myth Adventures, and Cirque Rhapsody. You may buy tickets at the door, from a student in one of the shows, or by calling 338-4901.
Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Stephen Hunt for KSKA.